This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Dr. Rosalie Walker-Russell, Executive Director of the University of Arkansas Fort Smith Academy of the Arts. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be here today.
Last couple of times we talked, it was in anticipation of Gospel Fest 2011.
That's right.
How'd it go?
Oh, my goodness. Gospel Fest 2011 was one of the most rewarding, one of the greatest events I have ever been involved in, and it was just hugely successful. We had over 2,000 people, some 300 people on stage, plus an audience of over 1,900. So, I mean, it was incredible. We filled Harvest Time Tabernacle and just had a wonderful time.
And great money raised for the Academy?
Yes. Yes, we did. We raised, we've had close to $30,000 come in, counting ticket sales, plus monies that have come in after the concert. So that part was hugely successful as well. Great scholarship money for kids.
And as anybody knows, when you're in the arts, you finish one show and you gear up for the next.
You gear up for the next. And, you know, one of the reasons I wanted to talk about Gospel Fest today is I specifically wanted to thank everyone who was involved. 300 people is a lot of people to be involved on stage, counting your soloists, all of your choirs, all of the music ministers involved, the live band. So I personally wanted to thank everybody who participated in this concert. Everybody did a fantastic job. I mean, the emotional energy in that room from start to finish was incredible. And it was just a fun night for all involved. But more than that, I wanted to thank the audience for coming. I mean, 2,000 people came, and I think we all collectively had a fun night together. As a matter of fact, I know we had fun because we did a survey that evening, and we've had a pretty major response to that survey, and we're about to finish putting the whole survey together. But what I do know from that survey at this point is everyone that turned that survey in, I mean everyone, collectively said, yes, we want this to become an annual event. And so we had 100% response to that. We also, from what I know of that survey, the responses were that we need to have more Gaither music, more mm-hmm. Southern gospel. We had a men's gospel quartet that just, I mean, they took the house down. And then more Black gospel. Mm-hmm. So we're getting some great responses to that survey. So I want to thank everyone for doing the survey, and I want to thank everyone for coming and supporting an event like this. We've had a great response from UA Fort Smith, from the Chancellor and Miss Barron. They were both in attendance. Some of our other administrators were there. Everyone has, been so positive about this that should the university approve an event such as this yearly, we will do it.
Did any of the surveys say, what about bluegrass? You know, that high lonesome sound. That's what I like.
I haven't gotten that far
okay,
yet.
Okay.
I'll be looking for
okay,
the bluegrass
okay.
in the
Fair
survey.
Enough. You have the Distinguished Artist Series approaching.
That's correct. Coming up Monday evening, April 11th. Well, first of all, I should back up and say Friday evening, February 11th, back when we were buried under snow, we were to have this concert. And it was the Night of Musical Theater with Gilbert and Sullivan's excerpts from Mikado. And so we have moved that event to Monday evening, April 11th, 7:30, Breedlove Auditorium on the UA Fort Smith campus. If you have a ticket already, it's good for that evening. And we're trying to get the word out because many people do have tickets already. Many people have called in to say, when is that concert? Or is that going to be rescheduled? Well, it is. So we hope that everyone will come out for that. It's part of our UA Fort Smith Academy of the Arts Distinguished Artist Series that we do in connection with the music department. So we're really excited about it. It's going to be a great night.
So it's on your calendar. Just change that 2 in the 211 to a 4.
To 4. Okay. 411. Yes. Same time, same place.
And tickets are available?
Tickets are available online at www.uafortsmith.edu. You can call the box office, Campus Center box office, at 479-788-7300. And you can also get tickets at the door that night. And tickets are just $10. There are 7 to 10 university guests. We have a guest, Peter Hine, who's a tenor Barry Law is singing. We have the Academy Arts Chorale singing with these singers. We have music faculty, Dr. Edward White, Dr. Kay White, Miss Nancy Mathis, Dr. Rager Moore, Dr. Elizabeth Moman.
You've got the vocal faculty right there.
Yeah. All of the singers coming out at once.
So it's kind of a faculty recital, too.
Kind of. It's just a nice performance of musical theater by all of these wonderful singers. I mean, they're the greatest singers around. So, you know, we're excited to put them all together at one evening.
Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you for having me.